Chapter 15.
Nath,
Bezug said,
tell me more about that dream. What did you see?
A moment,
Nath said. Bezug caught him by the elbow.
We might not get another moment,
he said.
Let the roaming rangers handle this. They're more than capable.
Nath pulled away with a fierce look at Bezug. A dangerous element lurked behind his golden eyes, power ready to lash out at any moment.
You have to be able to rely on others,
Bezug said, easing the Elderwood staff in front of his chest. He drew strength from it, readied words of power on his lips. Nath avoided his eyes.
They might miss something.
They won't,
Bezug said.
You know better than that.
It had been half a day since they departed. The gnome's trail drifted from the river and went deeper into the forest. According to Nath, whatever chased the gnomes wasn't trying to kill them. It wanted to trap them somewhere.
We're close,
Nath said, flaring his nostrils.
I picked up the scent minutes ago.
He'd been running hard with Bezug following on horseback. Brenwar, Ben, and one more ranger were behind them somewhere. When Nath slowed, he clutched his side, wincing. He clutched at it again.
That shard in you,
Bezug said.
It's gone deeper.
I'm fine.
Bezug could see the weight of the world in Nath's eyes. And something else. Worry.
No secrets, Nath. Tell me about the dream you mentioned.
Nath shook his head and kept on walking. Bezug could tell his friend had let something slip out that he didn't want to explain. But the excitement of the conversation led right to it.
Nath,
Bezug said, catching up with him.
I must insist.
Nath jerked around.
All right.
He took a breath.
All right, then.
Nath sat on the pine-needled forest floor and leaned against a tree.
Gorn Gratik.
Bezug recoiled and lost his breath. Recovering, he kneeled by Nath's side and said,
Oh, what about him?
He appeared in my dream. He spoke. He said he was coming to get me,
Nath said, rubbing his forehead.
Why would I have a dream about that, Bezug? Why?
He glanced at his claws. His eyes traced the white patches of scales on them.
If I'm doing right, then why do I feel so wrong?
Bezug felt a chill inside his chest. His hand rested on the amulet he shared with his family. His son Samaz often had dark dreams. He never told Bezug, but he did tell his mother Sasha, who in turn confided in him. He worried how they were doing.
You've been through much, Nath,
Bezug said, trying to sound reassuring.
And we cannot understand the changes you've been through, or the weight on your great shoulders. But Nath, we believe in you. We wouldn't have made it this far if we hadn't.
Nath gazed up at him with a long look in his eyes and said,
I'm going to have to leave.
No, we talked about that.
But Bezug, Gorn Gratik said he was coming for me. He called me a meddler. He said he would kill all my friends.
Nat's hand fell on Fang's hilt.
I can't protect you from him. His might, Bezug. I could feel it. Nothing ever shook my marrow before, aside from my father.
He shook his head.
How can that be? How can Gorn Gratik still live?
Bezug wanted to pinch Nath's lips shut. Gorn Gratik had been the greatest dragon in the last dragon war, the champion of evil, the enslaver of the world. So far as the wizard knew, none had uttered the evil dragon's name, or even written it in 500 years. Since the last dragon war was won, saying the name, the old one said, was the same as saying a curse.
Few even knew about him in today's world, except for the older elves, dwarfs, and dragons. But careful measures were taken to make the name be forgotten. Bezog patted Nath's knee and said,
"Remember, Nath, evil lies. I'd venture that he wants to separate you from those who look out for you. You'll be easier to conquer alone. That's what they want. That's what they always want."
"I don't want to see my friends die because of me," Nath said.
"That's not your choice. It's ours."
Nath sulked for a bit, then stretched out his arm and let Bezog help him to his feet. Placing his dragon paws on Bezog's shoulders, he said,
"You're a true friend, but I have to put an end to this."
"No, we have to put an end to this, Nath. And don't forget, your father says more help is coming."
Bezog rubbed Nath's corded forearms. The scales were smoother than wet river stones.
"But it would be nice if we all had tough skin such as this. Perhaps I can create a spell for that one day."
"Oh-ho!"
From high in his saddle, Brenwar yelled. Ben and one of the roaming rangers fell in behind them. There was an elven steed for each of them now, aside from Nath.
"What's going on here?"
Brenwar said.
"Speaking of thick skin," Nath mumbled.
Bezog allowed a grin.
"What's so amusing?"
Brenwar's nose twitched.
"I smell secrecy. Out with it."
"Bad dreams," Nath said. "Bad dreams. Let's walk and talk."
Clearing the air did little to ease Brenwar's disposition, or Ben's either. They wouldn't let Nath out of their sight for anything, especially now, after what he'd told them. However, unlike before, it didn't bother him so much. The freedom Nath longed for was replaced with something greater, the companionship of his friends.
"Gnomes,"
Brenwar huffed.
"Of all the silly things, I'm tracking gnomes. Why don't we chase after some bearded kobolds next?"
The dwarven fighter had been grumbling about it for almost an hour. He referred to the gnomes as short men without stature and goblins, stupid cousins. There was a litany of things dwarfs didn't like, and they loved to talk about them all. Shum returned. His horse was lathered up, and there was a spark behind his stony eyes.
"Ah, you found them,"
Nath said.
"Indeed. Less than a league."
Nath hated to ask the next question, but he did.
"And what is their condition?"
"Alive, we believe. They've managed to traverse the cliffs farther east, and we think they are hidden in the caves."
Shum shook his head.
"The caves are many."
"And what of the creature that pursues them?"
Nat said.
"Any sign of it?"
"Its tracks stop at the edge of the cliff and vanish."
"So the roaming rangers have initiated a search in the cliffs?"
Shum shook his head.
"Why not?"
Nat said.
"Above the cliffs, there be dragons.